And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking about the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team and all the duties that they do and rescues that they make. And joining us are Tuolumne County Search and Rescue Team member Mark Banks, Search and Rescue Liaison and Sheriff Boating and Waterways Deputy Jeremy Green, and Sergeant Robert Spears, a dive and detective sergeant. And now I want to switch and turn to the waterways. And just last month, a swimmer drowned in Godsbath swimming hole. We get many in the area that don't always know about the waterways and where they're swimming. What advice or safety tips do you have for them, Sergeant Spears?
First, with hiking and camping, be aware of where you're going. Take the time before you come up here to do your research. There's a lot of different threads, posts on the internet about a lot of our swimming holes that you can look up. They'll tell you how beautiful they are, but if you keep reading, they'll also oftentimes tell you exactly how dangerous they are. Once you have decided where you're going and you've prepared yourself, when you arrive, you should assess the situation of the water, the current conditions of the water. Look for, you know, rapid movement, white water on the top, any swirling in any pools that you plan on swimming in. Those are all indications of, you know, strong current either at the surface or underwater. If you still think it's a wise idea to go in there, you should consider using flotation devices to keep you at the surface. And I would highly encourage anyone that's going to any of these remote swimming areas to leave the alcohol at home. Generally, when we're called out as a search and rescue team, a very high percentage of those drownings involve alcohol, whether it was a key factor or just a contributing factor. It's almost always a factor. And then if you've done all of those things, just be aware that this isn't a swimming pool. This isn't, you know, a lake with a sandy bottom. You know, all of our lakes are dammed rivers that are traveling through gorges, so they go from really shallow to really deep really fast, and they have a lot of down trees and rocks. And if you're staying up in the higher country where it's still just a free-flowing river and it has a naturally occurring pool, the bottom of that pool is still going to be jammed with logs and rocks, and oftentimes that's where we recover people, is pushed under a rock or a log. So be aware of that stuff and take the needed precautions to stay at the surface.
And one thing that we have received is some calls and emails from community members and even from the family of the deceased victim in this case, wondering why there aren't signs up around Godsbath telling people that the water conditions can be unsafe. Mark, do you want to tackle this one?
Sure. So one of the things that we see out there is the risk in the wilderness is going to be there in a lot of these areas in the National Forest of Wilderness. You can't mitigate all the risk, and a sign that says, you know, hey, warning, there's a risk ahead of some kind. Just know that risk is there, whether there's a sign or not, and that may be different elements that are a risk. The fact that there is a couple of these pools there's various aspects that make them dangerous, whether it be the swift water, whether it be the cold water that was snow a couple hours before it reached that pool. And then there's also rainbow pools. One of the things is we get people that are jumping across the inlet to the pool, and it's very slippery and they'll slip. And a lot of our recoveries up there have been people that have actually hit their head and lost consciousness, and nobody was there to grab them and pull them out soon enough. So I don't know that signage that states all these risks would necessarily be a good thing. It is Forest Service land, so that's something that they may want to take a look at. But I know that there are other places, Queen's Bath in Hawaii, that has a big sign, and they actually keep a tally of the people that have drowned there. And it just doesn't stop a lot of people from going and enjoying these places. And they can be enjoyed; they just got to be done safely. And but you assume the risk.
And more to the point of it being forest land and signage. I can tell you that Rainbow Pools does have a sign warning of the danger, and you shouldn't be consuming alcohol there. And also, as you know, as a person that spends time in the woods myself, I can tell you that you can go to the Forest Department website, or if you're going on Bureau of Land Management land, go to the BLM website, and they will tell you the water conditions and whether those different waterways are safe and other precautions that you should take when recreating in the outdoors. So the warnings are available publicly.
And now let's detail to the listeners what happens when the dive team is called out for a possible drowning. Spears?
The first thing that's going to happen is, or the first thing that people should understand is that there's no such thing as a rapid dive. You know, our gear is heavy, it's bulky, it takes up a lot of space, which means we don't travel with it. We do have it pre-staged in a way that we can quickly deploy it. However, when a call comes in of a possible drowning, as I briefly mentioned before, I'm going to be given the details of the water condition, what happened, what was witnessed, and I will then call out the dive team. But many of us have 9-to-5 jobs somewhere else. Many of us will currently be working and we'll have to get a replacement to cover us. And then many of us just may be out of the area doing what, you know, we're doing on our days off. We all have to respond back to the area and collect our gear. And then depending on where the drowning took place, you know, if it's in one of our deep lakes, we're going to have to request assistance from other agencies because we don't have all of the equipment. We routinely use Merced dive team, Calaveras dive team, Tulare's dive team for their underwater vehicles that they can actually show us what we're looking at and find the body. So when you're talking about, you know, our deep lakes that are hundreds of feet deep, you know, we may end up with a recovery in 84 feet of water, which means, you know, that body could be 120 feet, you know, in any direction from where it went down. So oftentimes we'll have to locate the body before we can even dive. And then we'll just assess the situation, see if it's something we can do safely. And if so, we go from there.
Now let's talk about boating safety. Jeremy, what are the common mistakes you see boaters making when on the waterways?
A lot of mistakes we see. For one, a lot of people are completely uneducated on the water. It wasn't until about 2018 that people were required to have what's called a boater safety card. Just for the listeners to know, currently this year, if you are under the age of 45, you're required to get a boater safety card. You could go to CaliforniaBoaterCard.com and they'll point in the right direction. It's basically an online education course that you have to pass and get a card. Once you get it, it's good for life. Just we're looking for people to be educated. One of my biggest ones, kids under the age of 13, life jackets all the time on the boat. We will issue a citation for that every time. When it comes to kids, safety is key. A lot of people, they don't understand. I try to use common terms. There's a bow, transom, and gunwale on a boat. Basically, end of the edges. When that boat's moving, nobody is to be sitting on any of the edges, and we'll commonly see kids sitting on the front bow of a pontoon boat with their feet dangling over while they're driving. Just remember, if they slip off, there's something waiting for them in the back. Common things, people on jet skis going crazy, you can't wake jump, splashy people, stuff like that.
I want to ask you each, what is the key takeaway that you want the public to know about the recreating in the Motherlode? Mark?
Do your research ahead of time. Take a look at some of those sites, or some of the social sites are not absolutely accurate, and know that you are coming up here and you're taking some risk, and just be as safe as you can and prepared as you can.
Jeremy?
Be prepared. Have plenty of food, water, all that kind of stuff. Your boat may break down and people may not come for you for a while.
And Sergeant Spears?
If you're going near the water, really, really monitor whether or not you should have any alcohol on board. And if you decide you need to, do it in moderation.
All right. Well, we are out of time. And there's always a lot to talk about when you're talking search and rescue. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And we thank the listener for also tuning in. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. And we hope to see you right back here next week for another edition of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. call 532-2460.